There is all sorts of excitement surrounding the reopening of the renovated Howard Theater, and it just might become a hot spot for potential homeowners. That sort of thing happens quite a bit. And for more, we're joined by Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster. So do you think the buzz around the Howard Theater has put that area on the radar of some home buyers whereas it wasn't there before?
Absolutely. Now, the funny thing is, for some home buyers, those who are on the cutting edge, the investor types, this is old news. They've been in there for a while. But for others who never heard of the neighborhood, absolutely, it's a new neighborhood to consider and very dynamic.
I guess what it comes down to for people is they don't want to overpay, thinking that they're going to live in an up-and-coming neighborhood. And it turns out that it really wasn't the popular upscale, whatever buzzwords you want to throw around, neighborhood that they were looking for. So what is that kind of turning point for an area?
Well, you know, that's really hard to gauge, and it's hard to time. But people, you know, typically buyers always think they're overpaying. But everybody says, you know, if I had 20/20 hindsight, boy, I really should have bought in this neighborhood 10 years ago. Well, you're going to probably say the same thing about a lot of these neighborhoods 10 years from now. So you got to do your due diligence and go for it.
But it doesn't have to be something like a ballpark being put up, Verizon Center being put up, the Howard Theater being put up. It could be something as simple as a Whole Foods.
Yeah, you know, the great example of this is Logan Circle, going back 10 to 15 years. I don't remember exactly, but a lot of shells. The neighborhood was really in dire straits, and people went in, started renovating, and they actually went and petitioned Whole Foods to open up there. Once Whole Foods opened up that store, that neighborhood really went to the next level, really attracting a lot of buyers, and has made it, or helped make, Logan Circle what it is today.
Yeah, we mentioned Penn Quarter, the Southeast Waterfront, areas like that. Any other areas you can come up with?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many. H Street jumps out, you know, right off the bat. It's already come a long way. I think it still has a long, long way to go. A lot of exciting things happening there. You know, new restaurants constantly opening up. A lot of nightlife, and there's still a lot of row houses that are being renovated. So it's come a long way. I think there's still a long way to go.
And this seems quite obvious in hindsight, but you say that if someone's interested in an area because of something like the Howard Theater, mm-hmm. then the logical thing to do would be go to the Howard Theater, talk to people at the Howard Theater.
Well, no, Howard Theater is going to be a destination. You're going to have a lot of people coming
for
the shows.
Or go to the Whole Foods. Talk
to people
at
Whole Foods. There you go. Let me give you an example. My neighborhood, we've got Broad Branch Market, right? At any given day, half the neighborhood goes through that market. Go plant yourself in front, buy a coffee and ice cream, and just start chatting with people. You'll learn everything you want to know about the neighborhood, the schools, crime, whatever. It's just a great way to do your research.
And a lot of people, I guess, don't really do that. They just kind of get used to the neighborhood once they move there?
Well, yeah, some people will walk around, talk to one or two neighbors, a lot of times talk to friends. But let me tell you, you sit, you know, 11th Street corridor, another neighborhood no one really knows about. There's a place called Room 11, which I think 90% of the clientele live within five blocks.
No.
Go sit down, get a bottle of wine, and start talking to your neighbors. How else are you going to find 15, 20 different people to talk to in a span of an hour who actually live in the neighborhood? That's what I would do.
Yeah. Any areas that have been hot the last couple of weeks?
Oh, boy. A lot. D.C., a lot of the neighborhoods near Metro and D.C., we've seen multiple offers. I actually saw a property yesterday. They looked really fabulous. I called the agent, again, in Bloomingdale. 3 days on the market, 18 offers. So missed the boat on that.
Whoa.
One. Yeah, 18 offers. Can you believe that?
And what's the spot in Bloomingdale you mentioned to go
hang out?
Oh,
the Big Bear Cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah, great place. Have a seat and you know, they got Wi-Fi, bring your laptop, but at any given time, you've got a lot of people you can talk to there as well. Great coffee, by the way.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. But all these areas have a little spot that the residents gather around, and they've kind of become the linchpins of those communities.
Exactly. Well, it's a symbiotic relationship. You know, the development drives businesses in, and sometimes the businesses drive more residents in, and together they grow and evolve, and it's just, it makes sense.
Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster.